so excited because we have a guest in the studio. Belfast born and bred Christina Bennington is here to talk about her role in the West End Bat Out of Hell musical. I'll be back with her in just a moment. I am very pleased to welcome Christina Bennington, who is currently starring in the West End production of Bat Out of Hell, winner of Best Musical at the Evening Standard Theatre Awards in 2017. That is a musical that brings to life the legendary anthems of Jim Steinman and Meatloaf, and she's now here with us live in the studio. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here.
It's lovely to have you, and you are fresh off stage, are you not?
I am fresh and sweaty after a very rock and roll show tonight.
Excellent. How was it? Was it good?
It was wonderful. Yeah, it's genuinely always wonderful at the Dominion. We have amazing audiences, and they're up on their feet screaming. I still kind of feel buzzing.
Yeah, even of course. Now.
Yeah.
Does it take you a while to come down from a show?
Oh, yeah. I kind of have a full evening after the show, because you spend the day getting excited for it.
Yeah.
And getting ready and making sure that you're physically and vocally ready. And then after, you just kind of want to celebrate what a wonderful experience it was.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's just, you just feel wired, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us what the Bat Out of Hell musical is about.
It's a rock and roll romance, and it's set in a dystopian future city called Obsidian. Mm. And I play Raven, who we meet on the eve of her 18th birthday. And she's been locked away in a tower her whole life by her parents, watching this gang, The Lost, who don't age, they're 18 forever, led by the wonderful Strat, played by Andrew Bollock. And she sees them out on the street, and she knows that she's just desperate to be a part of it and can't understand why she's not, essentially. So drama ensues from when she finally meets him, and it's love at first sight.
Oh, wow. And tell us about your character, Raven.
Raven's really exciting to me because she's essentially an 18-year-old teenager. But what I like is that with the help of our director, I think she feels quite real. Mm. She's not the perfect teenager. She's not the perfect daughter. She has, like, she's full of contradictions, and she's moody, and she's wonderful. She's in love, and she's horrible to her parents. And I get a lot of kids and, you know, I guess people from the age of like 15 to even like 25 who come to meet Stage Door, and they say, it's so nice to see someone representing us as we are, like messy, yucky teenagers and young women. And it's not just she's a picture perfect doll.
Wonderful. I like that too. A little imperfection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to display some quite primal feelings throughout. I mean, it's kind yes. of all or nothing with Raven, right?
Yes, it is.
Do you identify with that?
Yeah, she feels very, very deeply, and she throws herself into everything physically as well as, you know, she has a very dark imagination, I'd say, which I'm not sure if I identify immediately with, but I find that really interesting about her and that she would do anything for love.
Oh, yes. But will she do that? The other lead, Andrew, and you have to get quite close. Do you get along off stage as well?
We do. We are pretty much just as close as off stage as we are on stage. He's wonderful to work with. And from the moment we met, we knew that it would be a really, really exciting experience creating this show together.
Excellent. Fantastic. Well, we'll be back with some more Christina Bennington, after the theme tune from the show. Here's Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Oh, the pomp, the circumstance, the flash. It's Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. How perfect. I'm joined by Christina Bennington, who is currently starring in the musical on the West End. And while Meatloaf was playing, Christina was telling me about Meatloaf actually coming to see the show. Tell me about that. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, he recently came to see the show, and it was so overwhelming because we'd done press with him and met him before, but to know that he was watching us singing the songs he made famous was incredible. And he was sat on the box so we could kind of see him out of the corner of our eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you obviously want to make him proud and impress him. And he, at the very end, during the buys, we looked over and he was stood up and he was singing along and he was like, you know, blowing us kisses and everything. And we were all just blown away. It's definitely like tick that off the bucket list.
Yeah, that's great.
Song for Meatloaf.
I know. Yeah. And you were also talking about improvisation. You guys actually do a lot of improvisation in the show.
We're so lucky that we were given a lot of freedom when we were creating the show. Andrew and I sing For Crying Out Loud in Act Two, and it's 8 minutes 45, I think.
Wow.
I don't think we ever did it the same in the original Manchester run. It was 3 months of like completely, you know, improvising different parts of it. And there's still little bits of the show which have that freedom, which we can pull around and play. And what's so amazing about that is like sometimes it works better than others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really freeing because you're not stuck in the kind of musical theater, do this, do that.
And I imagine it keeps you and your other actors on your toes because you actually have to listen and react to each other naturally.
Exactly. It's like it keeps it fresh. And I think it keeps it fresh for audiences as well because we have amazing fans that come back, some of them multiple times a week.
Wow.
So that to have little bits where they can go, oh, you did that a little bit different and it was quite exciting, I think is like little Easter eggs for fans as well.
Yeah, that's really nice. So tell me how you take care of your voice in between shows.
I'm very lucky in that I have a very technical background. I'm a classical soprano and I did a lot of singing training classically from about the age of 12. So I guess I'm sensible. I drink a lot of water and I rest and I don't know, just warm up nice and slowly and gently.
But nice.
I'm very lucky to have the technical knowledge to be approaching these kind of like marathon songs every night.
Excellent. And what's your favorite song that you sing in the show?
Oh, it changes all the time, but at the minute, we're really enjoying You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth.
Excellent. All right. Well, Christina Bennington, thank you so much for coming in. Bat Out of Hell is now playing at the Dominion Theatre in London. If you have seen the production, if you've seen Christina, let me know what you think of it. 88291 is the text number. You can also find BBC Radio 2 on social media. Let me know.